AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A history-making prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia, but first. The stock market took a dive today. A weak report on manufacturing has investors worried that the Fed may have been too slow to cut interest rates without undercutting economic growth. The Dow lost nearly 500 points. The S&P 500 sank 1.4%. And now news from Intel. It's planning to cut more than 15% of its workforce as part of a broad cost reduction program. The U.S. jobless rate was already on the rise, reports our Shelley Adler.
Jobless claims for the week ending July 27th climbed by 14,000, the 10th straight week that claims have come in above 220,000.
Cheers today at the Wall Street Journal as it was announced reporter Evan Gershkovich was among the two dozen prisoners released from a Russian jail in a massive U.S.-Russian exchange. It includes former Marine Paul Whelan, both of them on their way back to the U.S. Our Haya Penjwani reports on the swap.
It was a multinational deal that officials say set two dozen people free, along with Russian critic Vladimir Kara-Murza and Radio Free Europe journalist Alsu Kurmasheva. President Joe Biden said
Russian authorities arrested them, convicted them in show trials, and sentenced them to long prison terms with absolutely no legitimate reason whatsoever.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance went to the Arizona border with Mexico today, slamming Vice President Kamala Harris on the administration's inaction at the border.
The human toll of this is the thing that we cannot forget. We have got kids who can't learn in schools because their kids have been overwhelmed with migrants.
Simone Biles has clinched gold in Paris. This is AP News. Vice President Kamala Harris has eulogized the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Harris took time away from her presidential campaign to honor Jackson Lee, who represented Houston. In a eulogy, the vice president said the lawmaker was a friend, a fighter for good causes, and a force of nature.
To know her was to know a true champion, a fierce champion for justice. Sheila Jackson Lee was a woman of deep faith and deep compassion.
More than 50 members of the U.S. House attended the service. Former President Bill Clinton said Jackson Lee was on his Just Say Yes list whenever she called him during his time in office. I'm Norman Hall.
Taylor Swift's fans came to a standstill waiting to get into a concert in Warsaw, Poland. The city was marking the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of the Warsaw Uprising. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.